Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Madaling magmahal ng kapamilya. Ngunit para sa pamilya Alegre, misyon nilang palawakin ang pagmamahal at pagmamalasakit sa iba gamit ang pagkain kanilang hinahain. Ito si na Jobel at ang kanyang ina na si Tess ng Nana Mars Food Truck.
My name is Joelle and I was born in a family of 5 people. So there's myself, my mom and dad, and my 2 younger brothers. We moved to Australia about, I think, 12 years ago. And since then, we've called a little town called Shepparton home.
How did the idea for Nana Mars come about?
So the idea actually came about when our mum decided to finish her 10 years of service at the local hospital's cafe. She had a bit of a career change, kind of was helping me out raising my newborn at the time. And then my brothers and I one day just nudged at mum and went, "Hey, mum, how cool would it be?" Because she loves to cook, and she always, like, cooks for our friends when they come over, and they absolutely love her food. And then one day my brothers and I just thought, how cool would it be, mum, if we got a food truck and you just serve this food that people love anyway already and bring it out to the rest of the town or wherever it takes us, you know? And it's like, to begin with, it was kind of just like jokes, and then it got more and more serious, and we were looking at things that we could put on the menu and things like that. So, but the inspiration also came from my mum's mum.
Una kasi sa naval base nag-work yung mum ko. So, nung pinanganak niya na ako, nagtindahan siya. So, yun ang binuhay niya sa amin. Yung banana queue, tapos mga kamote queue, doon siya muna nagsimula. So, pagkatapos noon, di tuloy pa rin yung ano ng mother ko, ginawa, nagkatindahan kami. Lumago, tindahan na grocery, gano'n na yung sa bahay namin, tapos andun yung konti yung mga grocery. Yun, tapos nagkaroon siya ng cancer, breast cancer, tapos 10 years old ako nung namatay yung mother ko. Kasi laki ako din sa lola eh. After nang namatay yung mother ko, sa lola na ako laki sa lolo. So, inuwi na kami ng Tagaytay.
Tapos doon niyo na po nakilala yung tatay ni Jobel.
Opo. In terms of my family, my mom originally grew up in Olongapo City. And my dad, his family has always lived in a small town just off Tagaytay called Mendez.
So Jobel, ang nakwento mo sa amin, 4th year ka na nung lumipat kayo dito sa Australia. So ano yung mga naalala mo sa kabataan mo no nung nakatira kayo sa Tagaytay?
When we were kids, kami magkakapatid, bawal kaming uminom ng soft drink. Pero tumatakas kami, tapos dumadaan kami sa likod ng bahay. Pupunta sa tindahan, tapos bibili ng soft drink na nasa plastic. Yun, naminis namin yun. So, ang ginawa namin sa food truck namin, yung drinks namin nilalagay namin sa recyclable plastic para yung parang childhood namin na naalala namin every time we put yung drinks sa plastic. From that, we have the memories of our childhood. Pero then yung bote na nakukuha namin sa drinks, binibigay namin sa friend namin, nire-recycle niya. Tapos, yung nire-raise niya na money sa bote, pinapadala niya sa mga school sa Cebu para makabili sila ng school supplies and chinelas, ganon, mga backpack, ganon.
Oh.
So a little part of it is like childhood namin, yung plastic bag, pero another part is, alam mo yung binabalik yung bote, di ba?
Yung kukuha ka ng deposit pag binalik mo yung bote.
Yeah. Ganun din. Pero this time yung deposit na pupunta sa or yung pera na pupunta sa mga bata sa Cebu para sa school supplies nila.
Bakit yung naisipan na gawin din yung proyekto na yan?
Kami kasi pinalaki kami ng mami and daddy namin na hindi kami, we don't turn our eye away from people who need something or who are in need. So, simula pa lang bata pa kami, kahit lolo namin, he would always have a Christmas party, tapos i-invite niya lahat ng tao, whoever you are, kung saan ka man galing, kung gusto mo mag-celebrate ng Christmas, my grandpa would throw a party for everybody, and he would feed everyone. Lumaki kami na ganon hanggang kami magkakapatid when we left Australia. Obviously, we didn't have grandpa around anymore, so that was planted in us. So we ended up like finding our own ways to give back to the community. And however that may be, like, so we volunteer, we just do different things. Pero, like, ultimately, I think that was something that passed down sa amin from Lolo, and then my mom and dad, and then kaming magkapatid, we try our best to do what we can.
And speaking of yung giving back nga, sinabi mo rin sa amin na meron kayo nung sampler meal called the family. Can you explain why this is important and ano yung nagagawa nitong particular offering nyo na ito?
So yung the family meal, ano siya, it's a one-plate partner meal. So One Plate is an Australian organization, and they combat world hunger one plate at a time. That's what they say. So $1 from every one-plate meal that sells goes back to a community in need, mostly overseas. Pero yung umpisa ng project nila was from the Philippines. So they have a strong ties with the Philippines and communities there, especially, I'm pretty sure, kids in Tondo. So, a dollar from every family meal that we sell goes towards the project of helping them out.
Ano yung mga favorites ninyo sa lahat ng binibenta ninyo?
Well, best seller, I think, definitely Mom's Chicken and Rice. Kasi it reminds us of our childhood. But also, it's something that everybody knows what it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, even if like Aussie sila or whatever culture they come from, they know that chicken and rice is a good combination. So they're always keen to try it. Pero kaming magkakapatid, bata pa lang kami kinakain na namin yon. And like until now, I'm nearly 30 and I still love my mom's chicken and rice. So it's really understandable why it's the best seller. But also another favorite for us, I think, is the spaghetti as well. It's very new to our menu, the spaghetti, because at the start we were hesitant to bring out sweet spaghetti because it's different to what people are used to here. Pero last time we had a party for my daughter, and we put it out on the menu for everyone to try, and they loved it. So we thought, do you know what? Like, we can actually introduce something like Jollibee style chicken and spaghetti, and we call that the homeland because it just reminds us of home.
kasi yung pag nagma-market na kami, may idea yung mga anak ko na magpo-pre-tasting kami. So, na titikman muna nila yung product namin, and then sasabihin ng anak ko na dun yung ano namin, yung pwesto ng Caravan. So, pumupunta na sila.
Speaking of running the business, ano yung naging challenges ng pagkakaroon ng sariling business at, you know, working with family?
Lalo pang sumibay yung ano namin.
I think we've come across a few challenges, especially kami ni mami ko kasi we're very similar people. So minsan pag yung gusto namin gusto namin kainin, we have to convince my mom this is going to be good on the menu. I think like convincing each other what is going to be good on the menu is one challenge that we come across. Also, I think aamin na ako, minsan matigas ang ulo ko, hindi ako nakikinig kay mami. At saka, I think mami, I don't know if you agree, pero minsan kasi malalaki na kami yung mga anak nila mami, so we're not always home. So to have a meeting na nandun kami lahat, kasi yung kapatid ko, he lives, yung gitna namin, sa Melbourne na siya nakatira. And yung bunso namin, he moved, minsan nasa Melbourne, minsan dito. So I think that's definitely one challenge is to find time na not just family time, pero mag-usap tungkol sa business. That's one challenge, I think.
Sa inyo, halatang halata na mahalaga ang legacy. Ano yung legacy na gusto nyong maiwan with your kids?
Mamiwag ka. Mami, ikaw muna. Ako sa mga anak ko, I want them to be, I think ultimately, to be kind. Alam ko na, I can tell that one of my kids is so smart, pero I want her to use that smartness to help people in need. Mm-hmm. I want her to use it to be aware of where she can use her gifts so that she can help people, you know, and more importantly, to be aware of what's in her heart and be open to where that's leading her to go. So definitely to be kind, for sure. That's something that I want to pass on. You know, natutunan ko sa mami ko to, I think ang napansin ko, the difference between where we live now and saan kami lumaki is like we draw the circle of our family too small. Like when we look around, the people like where we live, they don't have as much of a close family tie as Filipinos. So mami ko, she always opens the door to anyone, like our friends. Kung sino ka man, you're welcome to our home. So that's something that I want to pass on to my kids as well.
Kayo naman po, Tita Tess.
Ako yung naiyak na ako.
You can say it. I'll hold your hand.
Yung ano, basta yung respect nila sa isa't isa na magkakapatid. Gusto ko yung maintain nila. Kasi lahat naman sila alam ng maraming tao matatalhin yung mga anak ko.
Sometimes.
Kasi yun lang gusto ko. Basta yung pagmamahala nila sa isa't isa, ano pa rin nila. Basta stick lagi. Yung stick together. Respect nila. Ay yung pagtulong sa kapwa. Yun ang huwag nilang iaalis sa puso nila.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.